cloudy with some sunny spells today, and as always, there's always the chance of a shower. Highs of 14 to 18 degrees today. FM News with more at 3.
Hands in the air. Come on, Ben.
Clap it out. Let's do it.
Come on.
Come on.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Whoop.
Woo.
Phil, is that you with the weird clap? Who's clapping weird? Stop that. One, in time. One.
No
two,
rhythm, Ben.
Three, four. Yeah. One, two.
It's like an aerobic workout, this.
One, two. It's like Zumba.
Yeah. It's like aqua aerobics without the aqua.
Or the aerobics.
Yeah.
That was good fun, boys. I really appreciated that. Thanks for that. Ben, cool. I know you're doing your sarcastic off-timing clapping.
What do you know? I was trying my hardest there.
No, you're taking the mickey out of the entire process. But even still, I appreciate it.
Wouldn't be like me. Oh, the weather again. Sunny spells today. Some showers in the west.
Of course you got the clapping, yeah.
Do you not have any rhythm, genuinely? I know someone who has no rhythm.
I know somebody who doesn't have rhythm either.
Now we've all lost it. Great, yeah.
Cheers, Ben.
Ray Foley. It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love.
JP's sweating.
Today FM.
Good day, friends. Ray's here. JP's there.
Hiya.
Are we happy to be on?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know, it's brilliant. It's just brilliant. It's brilliant to be on. And I don't say it often enough. It's usually around listenership time that I go, hey, just thanks for it. But genuinely, just for a moment, this is unbelievable that we get to do this and you have to listen to it. Yeah, but that you do, or that you put up with us, you endure us. Seriously.
There's a certain feeling that we've been jammy in this, Ray, isn't there?
I was talking to someone this morning. I was telling them all about, like, the entire history of having been here before and then going away and, things not being things not working out and then coming about, us going our separate ways, us not talking to each other for 9 years.
Six.
Us not talking to each other for 6 years. My best man, my best friend in the whole world. And he ghosted me.
Hang on, there were occasional texts, Ray, as well.
The minute the checks stopped coming in.
Hey, bud, are you still alive? Great to hear from you.
Hope you're well.
Love to fam.
Yeah, tell Jerry I said hello. No, but genuinely, and I was telling, anyway, it doesn't matter, but I just for a moment I'd like to say, yeah, this is to get to do this is amazing. True, I know we're a year on now, but genuinely mind-blowing. Right, what have I got for you? This is Talk TV in the UK in London. Kind of a right-wing Rupert Murdoch news channel over there.
Is this Piers Morgan?
Oh, hang on. I think he's on it, all right. Okay. This isn't Piers, but these are two of his colleagues on Talk TV, a man and a woman. And there's a caller on from Coleraine.
Oh, good.
So and they're struggling to understand what the man from Coleraine is saying. Now, in fairness, I've been listening to him, and I know that the Donegal, Northern Ireland, Coleraine, I'd be fairly plugged in.
Donegal's not in Northern Ireland, and Coleraine is not near Donegal.
Coleraine's close enough to Donegal. I've driven from Letterkenny to Coleraine.
Is Coleraine not in Derry and or Antrim?
Look, in the scheme of things, they're close enough, and they sound close enough to each other.
We're getting lost in the weeds here, big time.
I'm saying, I know Donegal isn't in Northern Ireland. I'm saying that the accent is all broadly similar. So anyway, Talk TV presenters struggle to understand caller in accidental partridge moment. Are you ready?
Yes.
I was on the farm, right? And we're driving away to 30. I was riding a Massey charter, right?
I don't know what you just said. You're on a farm, right?
And you're wearing a mask.
And you spooked the cattle.
Go back and listen to what your man was saying originally, right? Can you work out what he's saying?
I was on the farm, right? And we're driving away to 30. I was riding a Massey charter, right?
Any ideas what that man just said?
I was on a farm and I was wearing a mask like Nancy Cartwright.
I was on the farm, right? And we're driving away to 30. I was wearing a Massey Cartwright.
Oh, hang on. Is he saying he's Massey? Is there a Massey involved?
As in a tractor.
I was on the farm, right? And we're driving away to 30. I was wearing a Massey Cartwright.
These people have no idea what the man is saying. And I have to say, I'm struggling too.
And you're wearing a mask.
And you spooked the cattle.
You were wearing a mask, you spooked the cattle.
What happened then?
Okay, we'll go again.
I was on the farm, a car hit me, right?
We can take it as read that you're on the farm, so forget saying you're on the farm.
By the way, he's not on the farm. That's not what he's saying. he's not saying anything about a farm.
Why were you nearly killed by cattle?
Two cattle.
It's a very basic question.
Squashed him. They fell on him. They're heavy.
No, it's not cattle. No, I was on a... I was on a 35 Malta charter, right?
You were what? On a what?
You were on a...
Oh, dear.
You're a man going...
You were what? On a what?
Soft launch day 236. Here we go.
Today FM's cash machine.
Yesterday, James Tiberius Kirk won €11,000. That's right. William Shatner was on yesterday, and he won $11,000 on the radio. Today, we've got a big lump of dough.
You are.
She's properly saying that. She's kind of going, Mashville. It's kind of meh-nil rather than special.
All right.
She's kind of going meh-nil.
Somebody did elocution when they were younger, eh?
Lizzo, could you enunciate your meh-nils, please? We want special. Meh-nil. Do you hear that? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
I think it's crazy.
You're nitpicking here, Ray.
On earth would she be doing that? On a hit record, an internationally acclaimed artist. Meh-nil. There's Nilton there, featuring Nina. And the song, Metal. It's AFM, playing the music you love. A very good afternoon to you, the gang's all here.
Hey.
How you doing? Metal. And now, I've done it again, haven't I? It's all you'll hear. No more than Pink not finishing the song. It's all you'll hear. Metal. By the way, it's not all of his specials, it's just some of them. Some of them are proper specials with the proper S on them. And then there's other ones, and then you're just ridiculous. Ridiculous. Lizzo, cop on! On the subject of my gratitude, here's the thing. There are some people that are... I am wildly full of gratitude. Wildly grateful. To be on and doing this, and Jesus, you've no idea, right? But there are people that are like grateful all the time. They're like, they're on Twitter and they're on Instagram and they're like, oh my God, I'm videos. Oh my God, I'm so grateful. I wake up every day and I bless myself and I'm so grateful. I just want to say thanks. And this, you know, here's a little tweet celebrating you, my listeners.
They use the word blessed in every
hashtag
tweet.
I'm blessed. Yeah. Hashtag blessed. Who could have ever imagined that? You know, all this on our journey. We're on a journey together. We're all in this together. I don't do any of that because I'm generally too busy to be grateful. That's no word of a lie. But occasionally, once a week, definitely, I'll say to my wife, I go, can you believe we're on afternoons again on today, me and JP? And I'll say it to you occasionally as well. But I don't do it all the time. I can't because I genuinely have more to be doing. It was last Friday morning and I was supposed to be going to Mayo last Thursday night to go and do the show for the big Joe Biden extravaganza, the big homecoming in Ballina. And I was between one thing, all of Dublin was shut down, so I couldn't get out of Dublin. So I ended up sleeping at home in my own house and then getting up at 4:30 in the morning, getting in the car and driving over to Ballina last Friday. So it was still dark. Got in the car, started driving. And it was about 5:30, I don't know, 5:45, and the sun starts coming up. I've got Today FM on. Ian's not on yet, but I'm listening the whole time. It's like back-to-back songs, whatever. Then Ian comes on at 6:00. And I'll never forget, I was 23 years old when I was first given a job on Today FM, and I remember ringing my mother and saying to her, I've got a job on Today FM. I'm going to be on the same radio station as Ian Dempsey. Can you believe it? And last Friday morning at 6, when Ian was on, listening to him, I was going, and I was somewhere, I don't know, Roscommon or somewhere, driving through. And I was like, I'm on this again. And the sun is coming up, it's like dawn. Beautiful sun in the sky, driving west. Today FM's all over the land. I'm thinking I'm on this station.
So times like those, you have to thank Today FM for its lack of quality control.
Absolutely. You're That's really, very
you
important.
You've got to be grateful for that, at least.
Do you know, what I really appreciate is the lack of foresight that they've had over the last 20 years in terms of not bringing new talent through.
Yeah.
That,
yeah.
Even though we were gone 10 years, they ended up bringing back us because the barrel was truly... I mean, all they were getting was shavings.
Yeah.
Shavings... and us. But genuinely, an expression of gratitude from time to time, I think it's important and it's nice. And it's also kind of let you know that we actually, well, at least I really, really care. Ray, no need to thank us for listening. It's just that there's nothing else on from Marty.
Okay, thanks. Fair.
Hey, Marty, that means a lot. Yeah.
Cheers for that.
We appreciate it. 0874-100-102. So going back to Coleraine for a moment, this is GB News over the, I guess over the weekend. It could have been on, Monday, yesterday morning, maybe on Sunday.
I was on the farm, right? And we're driving away to start, right?
Apparently he's from Coleraine, but on GB News they didn't have a goddamn clue, not a notion what he was talking about.
I don't know what you just said. You're on a farm, right?
And you're wearing a mask.
And you spooked the cattle.
You were wearing a mask, you spooked the cattle.
What happened then?
That is 100% no what he's saying.
I was on the farm, right? And we're driving away to start. I was wearing a mask, right?
Have we got people texting? Tell us what it is.
We do indeed, yeah.
Here's the thing. It's easy to laugh at GB News because you want to laugh at... Oh. Hey, it's ringing. Who's this?
This is Josie.
Josie, where's Josie?
I don't know.
I bet if Josie knows what he's talking about.
Hello,
Josie.
Hi, how are you?
Ray Foley here, Today FM. How are you?
I'm not too bad.
Oh, you've got an accent. Where are you?
I'm in Gidor in Donegal.
Oh, beautiful.
Lovely Gidor, yeah.
Donegal. Beautiful spot.
it's beautiful today.
is it beautiful today?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, I'd say it's gorgeous in Dublin today as well, actually. They're saying it's going to turn cold, but we'll enjoy it while it's... Do you know, and it makes such a difference. It's unbelievable.
It really does. Everybody's in such great form.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Are you anywhere near the beach?
I am. I'm looking at the sea now as we speak.
Oh, stop. Get off the line. Jealous. I went swimming in the sea off Dublin, so I'm probably all nuclear.
Yeah, probably. You're probably radioactive.
I'm radioactive. I'm glowing. You can see me in the dark. beautiful. Are you anywhere near? Was it Ostong, Guido? Wasn't there a boat on the beach? Or?
Yeah, I'm not far from there. No, I'm not. I'm just around the coast a wee bit, a couple of miles.
That's a lovely spot.
Guido's a big parish. Yeah.
Oh, gorgeous.
That's a lovely spot, yeah.
Right, let's have a listen to this fella then, Josie.
I was on the farm, right? And we're driving away to start. I was driving the Marcy tractor, right?
What's he saying?
I was on the farm and I was driving a Massey tractor, right?
Oh,
that's on the farm, right? And we're driving away to start. I was driving the Massey tractor, right?
And then, skim on.
I was on the farm. A car hit me, right?
A car hit him. Now I'm in this.
Yes, a car hit him. Yes.
So he's in the tractor and the car hit him.
Well, that's what I can hear.
Yeah, I think so.
I was on the farm. A car hit me, right?
We can take it as read that you're on the farm. So forget saying you're on the farm.
Is that the farm? And then your man.
You were what? On a what?
You were on a what? Josie, thank you so much for clearing that up for us. We do appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Enjoy, Guido. Actually, I tell you what, let's give you some Today FM stuff.
Have you got any pens, Ray?
I've got me goodies. Would you like? Here's a transformer. A transformer pen for you.
Excellent.
It's got a highlighter on one end. Josie, calm yourself. It's got a highlighter on one end.
The excitement is real.
And it's got a black ink ballpoint on the other.
Oh, wow. Oh, where will I go with that now?
Pulling all
That's
this
wild fancy.
Paper, Josie.
Do you have a mouse mat there, Ray?
I have a mouse mat as well, if you want.
Do you have a mouse? Do you have a mouse there?
Do you have a mouse Josie? Problem? A mouse infestation?
No, I don't. I have a cat.
Don't do cat flaps.
A Today FM branded cat flap. That's our next merch haul. Josie, thanks so much. Have a lovely day.
And you give me a
mic. Bye. Adele on Today FM. Kick it over. Picture this LA house party, Today FM. We'll play the music you love. Good afternoon. Jigga zhao zhao, jigga zhao zhao. It's Tuesday. Good afternoon, Ray's. Let's do the
Yeah, let's do a roll call, yeah?
what he said.
Okay.
I'm Ray, there's JP.
Hi,
Ray and John Paul. Tell me, who is responsible for the disturbing ugh at the top of the show? Kind regards, long-time listener, short-time lover, from Damien Hurley. Damien, you refer to... That's Orla Ormond. And what was Orla responding to at the time? Ugh. God, it was recent, but we've no idea what it was. She was... it was something I had said, and then she said... And that's why it's... No. And also, she hates us playing it. So once more with feeling, Orla. That's far, really. You're welcome, Damien. Sharon on Chalk, please, can I get a highlighter pen for my daughter, Ashley? Here's the thing. This happens every time. The minute I give one away, they start crawling out of the woodwork.
Just say no, Ray. Just say no.
Let me read this. Sharon on Chalk, can I please get a highlighter pen for my daughter, Ashley, who's always the highlight of my day? Please, please, please love the show from Sharon. Go on, you put a bit of work in, so I'll give you a highlighter pen. What other merch do we have, actually? Sorry, we got new merch last week, and we haven't given away very little of it. It's only pens I've got, sorry.
Do we have a memory stick or something like that, no?
There's a kind of a thing... Oh, how do I describe it? It's like a cluster of little cables... and you can use it for charge. It charges everything.
Right.
So you can you use the one end of it and it plugs into your USB charger or your computer or something. And then there's various other plugs on the end of it.
Attachments, right.
Yeah, your plugs, attachments.
You call it a universal charger, right?
What you use then, it's a universal charge cable. Oh. And then what you do is you use it to charge up, like if you've got an iPhone or a Samsung Galaxy or whatever it is.
Go on.
And it's got Today FM on it.
Go on.
It's perfect. Now, before you ask, Ray, yes, I have been painting, and yes, that is white paint in my hair. And no, it's not bird poo. Everyone thinks they're a comedian today, from Kira on show. Of course, Kira, I've been that soldier. Here's what you got to do, no more than with the barbecues. You got to hire a man to do that. Or a woman. Just an other person. A professional to come in and do the painting for you, Kira. And Ray, what's the statute of limitations on collecting stuff from the dry cleaners? I found a ticket stub for a shirt I left back in November last year, and I need it for a wedding now, from Phil on show. Any dry cleaners want to clear that up? 0874 100 102. If you're listening to Today FM in a dry cleaners, what's the longest it's been left before someone came and collected it? Or do you give clothes to the charity shop?
Charity shop, yeah.
Or do you sell it? Or do you wear it yourself? Can Phil expect to go into the dry cleaners and see the person behind the counter sporting his gorgeous wedding shirt with the stain that you just couldn't bloody get out?
Ray Foley.
Clarification? Appreciated. 0874 100 102. Let's be having you. Stay on Today FM. Cash Machine calls on the way, and Jesse J and Pals next. Tones and I, Dance Monkey, Today FM.
Dance for me. Hello, JP.
Hi, Ray. Creepy,
hello, Ray.
Ray.
I'm the Dancing Monkey. Dance for me.
Deeply uncomfortable, isn't it?
It's funny. I used to do this years ago. And I used to do my friend Laura, and she would say exactly the same thing. This is weird. I feel weird talking to you in this voice.
But I'm not Ray anymore. I'm the Dancing Monkey. Dance for me.
I'm not going to dance to you, Ray.
Dance for me, JP.
I'm not going to dance.
Dance for the monkey.
Put a dollar in my waistband and maybe I'll dance for you.
Dance for me, monkey. Dance for me. Dance for me. Dance for me.
Ray Foley.
Sorry about that. Any complaints, you can send them to jp@todayfm.com.
Thank you.
Stick around, we're playing the killers for you next.
Today FM. Here on Dermot and Dave, we've teamed up with
Joe Curry and Lonely. This is Today FM. Play the music you love. How you doing? Ray Foley on, there's JP.
How are you?
Oh, I'm not great.
Is your body playing up, Ray?
my back popped. Your back, I see, suppose you reach a certain age, your back never pops in your 20s. I mean, seriously. You might get the occasional back pop in your 30s, but I swear to God, it's a near daily occurrence in your 40s.
I don't like when body parts make unexpected noises, right?
Ooh. It's the, you know, that kind of, ooh, prang. You know, that sort of, oh, God, oh.
Do you ever see those chiropractor videos on social and just think, I would never do that? Because, honestly, at some point, they're going to break your neck.
I only have myself to blame. I was loading the dishwasher this morning.
How heavy are your plates, right?
And there I was, bent over the dishwasher. Fully clothed. It's okay.
Perfect.
Worry.
Perfect.
Worry.
The only thing going into the dishwasher were dishes. You didn't get caught.
And I got a prang just as I was loading up the dishwasher. It was, oh! And it, you know, one of those, I didn't see it coming. I was just going about my business. I was fine, grand all morning, leaned over, loaded up the kids' breakfast dishes into the dishwasher, and all of a sudden, boing! And I've been swimming since. I went swimming in the sea this morning, and I went to the gym and did legs, like legs and back day, like lower body day.
You're some trooper.
And I'm still very, very sore. What's good for a sore back? Any gin and tonic? Is gin and tonic a good? A vodka tonic?
You could freeze it and put it against the sore spot, right?
A bag of hunky dories, would that be good? A bag of hunky dories and a vodka tonic. I think that's it. And a Nurofen Plus. It's the only way to go. Or don't load the dishwasher. Dump them in the sink instead. And somehow, I don't know how it happens. If you just... Men, listen to this. This is sage advice from a man who has injured himself, who has a workplace-related injury from loading the dishwasher. Let me tell you this. Dump the dirty dishes into the sink and go to bed. And the next day when you get up, they'll be in the dishwasher.
Have you tried that with dirty clothes, Ray? They end up in the washing machine.
It's incredible, isn't it?
It's amazing.
It really is amazing.
The future is now. That's technology. Right?
That's AI. Is that AI?
Yeah.
Did you see it's Aaron's birthday today?
Is it Aaron's birthday?
I had no idea.
That's crazy.
I knew she had a big number coming up.
I knew it was around about a year ago that we were talking about her birthday also.
Hang on one second. Let me make a phone call. It's Aaron's birthday today. And it's her mom. Who's her mom's? Tara, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. It's ringing. Are you listening to us?
Yes.
Oh, it's dreadful, isn't it?
Drivel.
Did you hear your man talking about hurting his back on the loading the dishwasher?
I did.
He's full of it.
Yes, I thought so. Trying to get out of doing the job, I think.
That kind of misogyny, that kind of carry on.
Can't do that. It's 2023.
It's ridiculous. Because you know what the inference was? That he was suggesting.
I know exactly what you were suggesting.
He was saying that his wife was doing the dishes.
I thought that little genie fairy that would come and clean the dish, do the dishes.
The man's a pig. He's a brute.
Cancel him now.
Tara, where in the world are you?
I am in the sunny southeast in Waterford.
Oh, I bet it's sunny and glorious today.
It is absolutely glorious. I was jealous of you saying that you were in the sea for a swim today, so I'll have to nip out later.
I went for a dip. I can't help but when I go for a dip, I take a video to show off that I'm doing
it. Just to make sure, otherwise it doesn't happen.
Yeah, so it's on my Instagram. I did the commitments today for my song. Go check that out. If you're interested, but you don't have to. You've got a big birthday today in the house, do you?
We have a birthday girl here in the house with me, all right.
Oh, she's home already, is she?
She's home. She's here beside me. And she came out of school all disappointed because she thought, I told her she'd one more birthday surprise and she thought her friend had told her what it was.
All right, okay. And what, can you tell us what the friend had told her what it was?
The friend told her that we were going off down in a week's time down to a writer's camp thing down in beautiful Lismore Castle,
right,
the Towers and Tales, to see an author. And she was very disappointed that she ruined the surprise, that she didn't get to do any surprises from Mum and Dad.
All right, okay. But is she listening now?
She's beside me now in a different room. Yeah, we're in a different room.
Okay, so is she listening to the radio elsewhere, is it?
No, she's not. She's looking at me going, Mum,
what are you doing? What is going on here? Well, do you want to tell her or do you want me to tell her?
You can tell her.
Okay.
You can tell her. I'm going to put her on.
Yeah, throw her on. Yeah.
Okay, Aaron. Ray, we're talking. Hello?
Hello, Aaron.
Hello.
Hello. Is it your birthday today?
Yeah.
How old are you?
11
years old. What, I'm celebrating a massive birthday. Actually, in that case, let me have, give me 1 second, Erin.
That's crazy, right?
That's crazy 11. Numbers. Yeah. You're doing crazy numbers, Erin.
Thanks, 11.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Erin, you legend. Happy birthday to you.
11 years old. Are you, you must be delighted. You're having a brilliant day today, are you?
Yeah.
Except for that friend who spoiled your surprise.
Oh, what a dose.
Your ex-friend, right? We're never speaking to that friend again, are we?
No.
No, we're never speaking to that friend. Come here, did you know that your mom texted me earlier on and she said that she's got another, she's got a birthday, a final birthday surprise for you? Did you hear about this? No?
Yeah.
Aaron's going, what is this? What's going on? What's going on? And Tara's like, yeah. We've got another birthday surprise for you.
We've booked you in with one of Ireland's best orthodontists.
No, it's not the dentist. And it's not heading off to that camp that we were talking about a couple of minutes ago. There's an even bigger surprise than that, Erin. Is there anything that you would love? It's like, what do you love most in the world? What do you like doing or what do you like listening to? Or what do you, like, is there anything you're a big fan of or anything like that? Is there any like musicians or musical artists you like?
Pink.
Do you like Pink?
Pink
is cool. She is a legend. She's a rock star. She's tough as nails, and some of her songs are just amazing. And she's a brilliant live performer. Have you seen her live before?
No.
You've never been to see Pink live? Oh, it's amazing. She does this whole acrobat show. She puts on a spectacular show with all of her dancers. Have you watched any of her live videos?
Yeah.
Oh, she's absolutely amazing. You know she's playing, she's going to be playing in Hyde Park in London at the end of June. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Well, she is, yeah. And do you know how I know that Pink is playing in Hyde Park in London at the end of June?
How?
Your mom told me, because believe it or not, Erin, for your 11th birthday, your mom's taking you to Hyde Park in London to see Pink live!
Wow!
Unbelievable!
You're going to go and see her in the flesh, in all of her glory. You're going to go see Pink live. Well done.
Thank you.
Well, don't be thanking me. It's all Mom. Mom did it all, but she wanted us to surprise you on the radio. Isn't that going to be awesome?
Yeah.
Right. Do you still want to go to Lismore Castle, though, as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. In that case, well, we'll leave that to Mom to work that one out. Listen, happy birthday. Have a lovely day. Are you getting cake?
Yeah.
Excellent stuff. You done it already? You need to blow out the candles later on.
You had it for breakfast.
Breakfast, oh, cake, breakfast birthday cake.
I do like that.
That's doing it right. Mm. That's doing it the right way. Well, listen, enjoy the rest of your birthday and enjoy Pink in June.
Thank you.
Cheers,
bye.
Madam. Happy birthday. All the best. Bye, 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 bye. Let's play some Pink so on Today FM. If someone told me that I'm never Pink and Never Gonna Not Dance Again. Today FM, playing the music you love. So let the music play till the
end. Pink is going to be performing in Hyde Park.
Oh, Pink, by all means, you wrap it up in your own time there. Whatever suits you. Listen, thanks for coming in. Erin, yeah, broke my heart that Erin was thanking me for her going. No, it had nothing to do with us. It was her mom, Tara, wanted us to do the surprise. That Erin is going to be heading off to see Pink in, I was going to say next month. No, 2 months, June. Amazing. Someone said it's like the Late Late Toy Show radio edition. Who said that? The Late Late Toy Show radio edition. The thing is with Ray, he's great with kids. Put me in a jumper, in a Christmas jumper and a pair of cons. Mm. I'm there.
Anna was the texter who said that. Jim.
Here's Anna. And yeah, everyone delighted and sending birthday wishes to Erin this afternoon. She's 11 years of age. Right then, without further ado, I want to be the very best. You know the words.
I want to be the very best, like no one ever was. To catch them is my real test, to train them is my cause. I will travel across the land, searching far and wide. The power that's inside. Pokemon, gotta catch 'em all. It's you and me. I know it's my destiny.
for the last 20 years, I've been destroying this song on the air. Screaming over it.
Gotta catch him up!
But the actual performer, the person who actually recorded that song originally, the voice of the Pokemon theme tune, is in the building. He's standing just outside the room. JP, go get him.
Can I bring him in?
Bring him in. The man's name is Jason Page, and he is the voice, among other things, the voice of the Pokemon theme tune. He's coming in to join us right now. Round of applause. He's got a camera and everything.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Hello,
well,
sir.
It's radio. We got to be seen at some point. Absolutely. You can't see anything.
It's not radio unless you video it.
Yeah, that's right.
Jason, hi, my name is Ray.
Hi, Ray. Nice to meet you, sir.
Thank you. We're thank live. You. Don't swear, but you're American. Americans don't swear.
No swearing, no swearing.
You're very clean people.
I swear I won't swear.
Please don't. For the love of God, don't swear. For F's sake.
No swearing.
You are an American, correct?
You could say that.
Right, okay.
I mean, you know, I don't like to always talk about that.
That's fine.
In the case of international travel, if somebody has some grudges,
Not. No, I think the Americans are good here. That's all good. We just had Joe over, actually. Your president, Biden, was visiting on Friday. Yeah,
he came into the studio for an interview.
No, we
were down the pecking order.
We were very busy. We were very busy, so we didn't have time for Joe, unfortunately. But he did pay a visit. Yeah, he's just gone back.
Sleepy Joe.
So when he was wide awake, actually, as he was chatting on Friday night, as it happens, but he's gone back, and you've come over. What brings you to Ireland?
I'm going to be at Underworld Gaming tomorrow, signing autographs for the Irish fans. It's the first time I've been here. And I'm very excited to greet everybody. This is this is incredible. They bring their memorabilia, they bring their cards, they bring their plushies, they bring their Funko Pops, they bring their body parts to get signed. Some of them will tattoo the signatures onto their body. I've had that happen a couple of times. It's unbelievable.
How does that feel when someone... do they tell you outright, I'm going to get this tattooed?
I feel the pain that they feel as they're getting it.
Do you really go for it when you're doing it? You're like, just make it really massive, make it huge,
right,
big.
Make it big.
Color it in.
Color it in with multicolors. No, it's quite incredible because what they're really experiencing is their connection to the art, not their connection to me. The celebrity is the song. The celebrity is what they've experienced in their world. I'm sure you guys have played the song once a week at least for the past 20 years.
We have this thing called, it's called Lazy Radio on Fridays, right? We started this, 17 years ago on Fridays. And it was based on this notion that, it still is based on this notion that it's the late, what is it? Nostalgia, memories.
Yes.
Cartoon theme tunes.
Yes.
It's the laziest form of radio, which is, hey, text us in if you remember this, right?
Yeah.
But we do it all the time. It's our bread and butter. And that tune, the Pokemon theme tune, is among the most played, along with DuckTales.
Gummy Bears.
Gummy Bears definitely gets a lot of play as well.
And of course, Go Speed Racer, go!
There he is!
He's got the chops.
There's the voice!
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a faithful trip.
What's that one?
Gilligan's Island.
Okay,
Gilligan's Island.
Well, it's not just that. It's not just a generational thing. Gilligan's Island wasn't huge over here, so it was, it depends on what travels or what's.
You guys are a big island, right?
We are. We're more a Biden's island following his visit.
But yeah, you see that the song is the star. When you play the song, do you say, "Ladies and gentlemen, that was the Pokemon theme song by Jason Page"? You never say my name.
No,
it probably never said my name in the 20 years that you've been playing the song.
When did you record it originally?
25 years ago.
25 years ago.
Yeah,
how did it come about? How did that happen?
Well, I'm a jingle singer. I'm a session singer. Subway, eat fresh.
Amazing.
When you get nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach.
Check, check, check. What is it? Sorry.
Diarrhea.
Diarrhea.
Oh, come on, you guys don't know
what it's about. Hang on. We totally dropped the ball there.
Let's do it again.
I don't think it was over here, that ad.
But
I'm happy to sing Diarrhea.
Oh, okay.
So lead us in. You lead us in and we'll do Diarrhea.
Nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach.
Diarrhea.
There we go. That's it.
What was that ad for? What jingle
for? Pepto-Max.
All right, okay.
Pepto-Bismol, you know. which actually gives you an upset stomach if you take it.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, or diarrhea.
Well, diarrhea. Or rather,
diarrhea! We don't need to sing diarrhea necessarily.
No.
So you were already like gigging and working in sessions like that. So they just approached you.
In 2016, I popped out of the Pokeball, but I have been doing jingles for 25 years, 30 years now at this point. Lego Mania, which I think might have been over here.
Yeah, we definitely got Lego.
You
anyway,
got that right. It was one of many sessions that I did every day. I'd be in another studio doing a session.
So it was just another job for you. Did you have any concept of Pokemon or how massive this thing was going to be?
We saw the video in the session of what it was, and we had heard about the Japanese TV show that had caused a whole bunch of kids to go into epileptic shock.
There was an episode of it.
Where they flashed the Pikachu flashing, and it caused these seizures. And then they put it on the news. And reported on it
again.
Another slew of seizures. Oh my God, crazy! But that's all I had heard about it. And we got the brief and understood what the product was and how to best support it. And I'm here to be the very best of
like
whatever. Of whatever's going on. Yeah. And you know that's why I'm called to support the motive of the brand. And the motive of this brand is embedded in the lyrics. So
absolutely, yeah. So that song, you know, is synonymous. What do you make? Hasn't there been changes in Pokemon recently? Didn't they get rid of Ash and Pokemon?
They just got
or Ash and Pikachu?
Ash and Pikachu. And I wrote a song called Last Goodbye, and it's on my YouTube channel, and it's on my website as well, where you can cry, basically.
Yeah.
It's like a tribute to Ash's ending. It's kind of like a funeral song, basically. But he's not dying. He's just moving on to facial hair. And, you know, maybe a girlfriend, and maybe he'll have some kids someday in the imaginative world.
Could you imagine? I'd say Ash is probably our age or older.
He's in his mid-30s at this point, yeah, looking like he has that disease where you stay.
Yeah. Benjamin Button.
He needs
to stop hanging out with that cuddly little yellow lightning thing and find a girlfriend.
Right, and I think that's what's going to happen.
We want the best for Ash.
Yeah, we want the best.
As he moves forward.
We want him to grow up, and we need to grow up in a way.
Absolutely,
because
of
that.
Tomorrow you're going to be in... Underworld Gaming.
Underworld Gaming, 16 to 19. That's right. 4 to 7.
Yeah. And so it, for Pokemon fans, if they want to bring along their memorabilia.
Bring your memorabilia. I also have my own cards that I'm selling.
Cool.
My own original Jason Page cards.
Cool. Give us a little
I'll give you a little sample of it right here.
My
there
kids
it
are, it's, you see, the thing is, right, there's the cards, there's the TV show, which, you know, kids can be into and kind of in passing, or I give it a watch, and of course, the theme tune over there as well. I wanna be, well, we got the man himself, do it.
Here we go. I wanna be the very best.
Amazing!
Like no one ever was. To catch them is my real test, to train them is my cause. Travel to Today FM, searching far and wide. Teach Pokemon to understand the power that's inside. Pokemon,
gotta catch you all.
It's you and me. I know it's our destiny. Pokemon, oh, you're my best friend.
From a world we must defend.
Here we got it.
Pokemon, gotta catch them. Our hearts are true.
Teach
me and I'll teach you.
Come on, Pokemon.
Gotta catch them
all.
Oh, my God.
Jason Page.
Unbelievable.
Can I just say, for anyone listening on the radio, Jason has traveled through the night, flown from the U.S., has energy levels that are off the charts, and he's wearing a beautiful blazer that's got crocodile skin accents or snake skin. One or the other. Amazing.
Yes, it's
it looks better than either of us, and we've had a full night's sleep.
it's Lapras.
It's gorgeous, and look, you're fully turned out. You look like a rock star coming in here.
Here's your signed card for today.
Oh, dude, thanks a million. That is so kind. And the cards, you'll be able to pick up the cards tomorrow. Of course,
we got some other memorabilia as well. We got some VHS tapes, slabbed items, slabs of our basically
collector's
graded
items.
Yeah, collector items and some, you know, other interesting things as well.
You mentioned being a session singer and, you know, doing jingles and doing being in the music business for years. Who else have you worked with? Or because you've worked with some pretty big...
I'm going to make a change.
MJ.
In my life.
Did you work with him?
Yeah.
Yes, I did. I did protection from gangs, clubs, and nations. Cause of Greek-Fin human relations. It's a turf war.
On a global scale.
Sorry, there it is. He knows it.
Yeah.
Black and white, from Black and White, yeah. In Michael Jackson's live concert in Madison Square Garden, 30th anniversary.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a very intense experience. And I've also worked with Pink. It's my new obsession.
Aerosmith. Are we just doing? We're just doing the intro now. You do the song, and we'll try and guess who it was you worked with.
I would give
Meatloaf.
Okay, yeah, they'll work with Meatloaf. That's right.
Hang on, we've got to get some things here.
Wow.
Things. Sorry, go on. Go again.
Quite the CV, the resume.
Georgia, the whole day through, just an old sweet song, is Georgia.
Is that Olita Adams?
On my mind, yeah.
I got to give it to us.
You don't know Ray Charles.
Ray Charles.
Georgia on my mind.
Jesus.
But he mentioned something.
You can read me by Trailway. You can read me by Railway. I don't care how you get there. Get here if you can.
Wow, you guys know that one. That's amazing.
You know what?
I toured with Olita Adams.
We need to bottle this energy and put him on for the rest until 4:30 this afternoon. The man's name is Jason Page. He's going to be live in Underworld Gaming in Tala tomorrow for the Pokemon fans and just the fans of fun and having the crack.
All those other brands as well.
What?
Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
Of course, yeah.
Oh, Coca-Cola.
If you like Coca-Cola,
come along as well.
Bring your Coke can and
I'll
sign
if you want to sing diarrhea,
bring your Pepto-Bismol bottles. We'll autograph
three,
it.
3, 2, 1.
Diarrhea.
You can find him at Jason Page. Page with an I in the middle of it. Jason Page, everyone.
Oh, what a legend. Yeah.
He's addictive. We're addicted. What a legend. Guns N' Roses, welcome to the jungle. Today FM, play the music you love.
Yes!
Get your rock tunes, back to back rock tunes. Jason's still here. I'm trying to wear you slash or you Axel now. I'm trying to wear
you.
Yeah, a little bit of both. You can do, well, of course, you can do either. You can do the vocals and the guitar.
That's it.
Someone texted saying that you've got a vocal or you can do a similar vocals as Jack Black. Is that
Dave
right?
Was one of a couple of texters who said you are a ringer vocally for Jack Black.
Yes, I've been asked to imitate Jack Black. Here and there.
This speech, is it? Or singing?
No, in singing. Like, I did.
It's unbelievable! The greatest combo!
It was some kind of soft drink.
Oh, right, okay. Because vocally, just in his speaking voice, you could sound quite like him as well. He's in the Mario movie. He does Peaches.
Oh, does he?
Have you seen his?
I have not. I heard it's great.
You're fully on brand Pokemon. You haven't moved over to to Mario.
I'm moving over to Lego.
Nintendo.
Lego is going to be my next brand I'm moving over because I have that Lego Mania.
Of course, yeah.
And actually, I co-wrote that back in 1995. So
wow. It's still
in people's heads.
Of course.
I just did a full version of the song, a 2.5 minute version that I'm going to release. It's going to be excellent.
Jason Page, the voice of the Pokemon tune.
The
voice of a generation. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
Jason Page, everyone.
Yeah. Jason Page.
We've been chatting the entire time. We've got to do the cash.
No way.
Oh, my God.
All right, €1,000 on the line. Wesh Life and Uptown Girl, today FM. Play the music you love. So much love coming in for Jason Page. He is the voice of the Pokemon theme tune. To be the very best, like no one ever was, and he is, as it happens.
I wanna be the very best, like no one ever was.
Let me skim on. And I'll skim again. He was Grey Crack. Grey Crack, we didn't get his Ray Charles impression, but all the rest of them
were
pretty solid on. Sinead is over there, 0874 100102. Sinead?
Oh my God, Ray, I love this guy. He's hilarious.
He's great crack. Was he great crack? And he's been flying all night.
Normally, when we have guests on who sing, maybe they're in a
they're
musical
miserable.
Or maybe it's a concert, they'll say beforehand, no, 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 I'm protecting my voice.
Absolutely.
Couldn't. We couldn't stop Jason from singing.
Emma texted, I needed we lie down after Jason and I was just listening. Can't believe you got him in after I texted about him a few weeks ago. Great crack all round from Thomas. Was Thomas the original texter who told us to get him in? Yeah. And he's going to be in Tala tomorrow. Hannah says, the best guest yet, Ray. Okay, we must have this lad on every week. And shivers, absolute shivers from that rendition of Pokemon from Mike. You're welcome, Mike. School of Radio
and Podcasting. With some sunshine in between, the odd shower, two highs of 14 to 18 degrees. Today, FM News, more on the last word at 4:30.
What is Ballon Keys?
Sorry, what just fell out of the chair?
What the hell? Did Steve-O fall over? What?
No, I was just putting Steve-O's mic up.
This Ballon Keys story?
Mm-hmm.
There's not enough of them to go around, so Gaeltacht courses won't be happening necessarily.
Nobody said that. No, don't put words in my mouth.
I only half listen. I only listen with my bad ear.
So there's less and less Fir Agus Ban an Tí signing up to give accommodation. 30% drop. There's around 650 in 2017, around 450, close to 500 last year. So like, there's still beds. But there's just a drop of it, which...
Well, the beds are still there. It's just the Ban an Tí or the Fir an Tí to keep an eye on you. Mm. I had some scary Ban an Tís in my time.
They're always scary, though,
my
aren't
they? Word. Well, the thing is, when you've got a 15 pubescent young fellas coming in, strangers, children, coming and staying in your house, you need to have a firm hand. You need to be the boss. You need to knuckle down. Cúna spookily, agus. Eat your breakfast there.
Right.
Some scary situations.
That Irish degree really went well.
I'm telling you, it's part Irish, and I have a fauneur as well, actually. I met my Irish teacher on Friday.
That's right, you did, yeah.
I met my Irish teacher, Mr. Ford, on Friday when we went to Ballina. And JP said something along the lines of, he's got a gold fauneur, and Mr. Ford laughed.
Yeah.
Which tells you everything you need to know about the standard of my Irish, but... Ban an Tí, scary ladies. Some scary ladies. All lovely.
All
but
lovely.
Firm,
yeah.
But lovely. Wellfest is coming up. We're 3 weeks out. If you want to go, text Wellfest to us now on 0874 100102 and we'll play our exciting game, Are You Well? Because if you're not, then you see, we'll give you tickets to Wellfest. It's called Are You Well? If you want to play, text Wellfest and your name and where you're from, 0874 100102.
Ray Foley.
Body coach Joe Wicks is going to be there. Gorgeous. Brown eyes like melted caramel chocolate. Fitness influencer Maeve Madden. Blind Boy will be there. And Rachel Allen and many more. 0874 100102.
Like the legend of the Phoenix.
Wellfest, along with your name and where you're from, please.
All ends with beginnings.
Ed Sheeran.
Oh, I keep dancing with my...
A song from Ed Sheeran. Today FM, playing the music you love. Today. Called Eyes Closed. Ears open, unfortunately. Eyes closed.
That's a good tune. What's up?
It's just another Ed Sheeran song, though, isn't it?
He's got a great sound, though.
I mean, it's like, he's prolific. Oh, Ed Sheeran is prolific. I mean, he's just constantly releasing music. But it's all the same. It's all the same.
Yeah, equally good.
Every song is just as good as the last one.
Correct.
And it's great
they're
every time.
They're all at exactly the same standard.
They're not actually. There's a bunch of them that are bangers. And that one is one of them. Ed, congratulations. Hey, are you well?
Am I well?
Are you well is the question we're
well
asking
enough.
This afternoon.
Hang on, let me make a phone call.
Oh, I'm living... Oh,
it's ringing.
I'm living the life and loving the music.
Good ringtone on that one.
Is she ever going to answer the bloody phone? This is Anya we're ringing.
Good question, yeah.
We don't have to talk to Anya if she won't answer the phone. Hello? Hello? She's gone.
Could you try that again for me,
I'll
Ray?
Try it again
could you
like.
Please try that again?
I'll patch it through on two.
Okay.
It
yep.
Is at 48, I'm correct?
Correct.
I'm going to need another number if this turns into a shambles. Just letting you know, number already in use, it says here now.
Ah, that's great stuff.
One second. Hang on. Oh, she's ringing me back, I think.
Oh, brilliant.
Anya.
Hello?
I tell you, you're some messer. Do you know that?
Sorry.
Hello?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, you're very faint. Am I on Bluetooth or something?
Yeah, I'll take it off though.
Yeah, do please. That'd be great. I hate speakerphone.
Hello.
I absolutely hate speakerphone. I love you, Anya, but I hate speakerphone.
Off to That's a rocky okay. start. But, no, but you know.
Where in the world are you, Anya?
Not great, no.
No, where are you?
Oh, sorry. So how are you? Monaghan.
Monaghan, right. And what are you, what's not, why is it not great? What's wrong?
Well, I thought you were asking me, am I well?
I was asking you how you were.
Are you well? Yeah. So she's saying she's not great, right. Therefore
oh,
she would
advise. I got you. Oh, now I
way
get it.
Way ahead of you, Ray.
I get it. Oh, you're way ahead of me. We're playing a game because it's Wellfest. Wellfest is going to be on in a few weeks. Joe Wicks is going to be there. We've got Maeve Madden, Blind Boy, Rachel Allen. It's all taking place on the 6th of May, Saturday the 6th of May, at the Royal Hospital, Kilmainham. And we're asking the question this afternoon, are you well? Ahead of Wellfest... Are you well? So we need to determine whether you're well enough or not, Anya, to go to Wellfest.
No, I will be well if I go, but I'm not so good now.
Interesting, okay. Isn't it? Interesting. Well, I've got a number of scenarios, situations to determine whether or not you're well, Anya. Would you like to go through them?
Okay.
It's a question, brief questionnaire. We've got three questions, and we'll see how you answer. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go then. Are you well? Is your first scenario, your first situation. Picture the scene. You're driving your car, Anya. Traffic is busy but moving. You approach a junction and there are several cars queuing to merge from the right-hand side.
Yep.
You let one car out ahead of you, but now all of the rest of them are trying to squeeze out. Feck that, you think, cheeky feckers. And you drive on, cutting them off. The question, Anya, are you well?
No.
You think that's unreasonable, do you? Should you have let them all out?
Well, if I'm in no rush, then yeah, they might as well go.
You'd let them all out? Wow, you're a lovely person.
That's very zen of you.
No, you're not.
It's one person.
One person out.
Absolutely.
That's your good deed done for the day.
No further conversation required.
Even if there's 100 cars behind that one car.
Doesn't matter.
I'm letting one out.
Because it's the responsibility of the car behind you to let the next person out.
And then we all get on.
Yeah.
Anya, you're a better person than us. I'd say you're not well, but I'll give you the point for being a lovely person. Next. You're at the beach, Anya, and it's a sunny day. You need to put sun cream on, but you can't reach. You're hard to reach back. There's a couple next to you lapping up the rays. You announce yourself and politely ask the gentleman, would you mind putting on my sun cream and hand him your Nivea? The question on you, are you well?
No.
No, you're not well, of course. No, that's ridiculous. Gross. Could you imagine her face?
Yeah.
If you were saying, so what would you do then in that scenario? Just leave a t-shirt on or something or just lie on your back?
Yeah, I'd have the umbrella with me in the first place.
That's it, yeah, stay out of the sun. And your third and final question for the tickets to Wellfest, Anya. You're at home and your phone rings. The caller is your talented friend and radio colleague. He probably wants to have a chat about a work-related matter. You answer the phone, but instead of answering like a normal person, you answer on speaker. And you conduct the entire goddamn call on speaker.
Okay.
Even though Ray asks you to please go back on the headset because I can't hear you properly on speaker.
And it's
driving me crazy. Anya, are you...
I'm just going to say, in this hypothetical situation, how come the phone works fine for everybody else? And if that person... unnamed is on speaker, everybody else on the planet can hear them just fine.
Anya, taking a phone call on the speaker all the time, not on the headset. Fine. Anya, fine. Are you well?
No, if the headset's an option, sure, put it on.
Put on the headset, Anya, for answering correctly and politely in polite society in 2023, answering on the headset. Anya, you've got the tickets to Wellfest.
Oh, lovely.
thank you.
God, we made your work for those tickets, didn't we? You were a wonderful sport. And we've got tickets for you. Wellfest, Saturday, 6th of May. And Today FM is going to be announcing our lineup of special guests for Wellfest. As we're, Today FM are the official media partner for Wellfest 23. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks so much, Henry.
Yeah?
Love the show.
Hey! You're welcome on. You enjoy Wellfest. Bye.
Bye.
Seriously, this speaker thing is just...
It's perfectly fine.
No, it's not.
Everybody does that.
Who does it?
You're the only person who doesn't hear me.
It's ridiculous. JP, would you please go back on speak? JP, take me off speaker. Put me on the headset. I can't hear you. Hello? Hello? I'm hanging up. Hello?
My face above the water.
Mr. Probs or Mr. Probes. Waves, Today FM. Playing the music you love. Yeah, that speakerphone thing drives me crazy. Mary texted, if you're going to ask the couple to apply the lotion, you clearly need to ask the woman, not her fella. For Mary, that's a good point, actually. Why wouldn't you ask the lady to do it for you? It's like, hey, sister, help a sister out. Apply my sun cream.
I have Factor 30 at home, and it's in a blue bottle, and it's Nivea, but it's Nivea Kids.
It still works. It's all SPF.
I am the size of a child.
And you have a very childlike complexion.
Correct.
A childlike, an innocent childlike outlook on life.
I'm a low IQ individual.
Niamh and Wicklow, I don't even like my other half putting on sunscreen on my back. I'll practically dislocate my own shoulder to do it myself. From Niamh and Sunny Wicklow. It's that slimy sort of, oh, get your hands off me.
Don't touch me.
Anyone texting about the speakerphone thing? Anyone mention? It's just rude to...
Just get over it, right, will you?
The other thing that I don't like, if I hear someone turning sheets of paper or something, like if I'm on the phone to someone and they're like turning sheets of paper or they're typing...
Because they might be busy.
Or they could be doing anything. I'm like, I'm ending this call unless you focus on me. There's so much you didn't get to do on the show today.
No. Yeah,
with loads planned. We didn't get to do Mary Lou Bega, where Sinn Féin boss Mary Lou McDonald knocks our socks off with a cover version of Mambo No. 5 by Lou Bega. We didn't get to do Pokemonahan, where we talked to Monahan's biggest Pokemon fans. And we didn't get to do Pokemon. Pokemon. Where our new game, where we try to rile Eamon Dunphy up by poking him.
He needs to be riled as well.
Gotta catch him all.
He'll go for you.
Great news. Matt Cooper's on the way next.
Yeah. It's the right price.